Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the Aris, the vineyard where the grapevines are growing on an elevated, up on a wall. So this Mishnah is also discussing they're growing on a wall, but the wall also has a horizontal overhang, a latticework overhang that curves over horizontally. So the Mishnah says, Aris shu yetze min madrega, Aris, this... this vineyard that's growing on a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, shu yetze, that's protruding outwards over a madrigo, over a drop. The wall itself was built on the top of like a cliff-like edge, and there's a drop to the ground below underneath it, and the grapevines are extending horizontally outward over this drop. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Im aimid va'aretz ubaitzer is kule." If someone could stand down below on the ground, below the on the lower level, and he's still able to reach up to the grapevines that are up above, growing on the latticework up above, ubaitzer is kule, and he's able to harvest the whole thing. So then, hareza aiser arba ames basada. It will prohibit planting 4 ames distance from where the trellis ends to down below it. That will be considered the area beneath the vineyard, and will be vineyard status that he has to distance 4 ames before planting other vegetables. Vimlav, but if he's not able to reach it without using a ladder, it's too high up, then ina iser el connecti. It won't aser 4 ames. It's not considered a vineyard status over there down below, but ela kenegde, only what's opposite, what's immediately below the horizontal overhang of the grapevines of this aris, only what's immediately underneath it, that's considered within the part of the area where the grapevines are, and that much he can't plant with other species, but he does not need a distance 4 ames from there. The mission now continues with a similar type of halacha where there's a elevated and a lowered area, but this is not necessarily talking about an ars. This is even by a standard vineyard where the grapevines are just growing on the ground. Rabbi Eliezer says, someone who plants one grapevine down below, one row of grapevines down below, and one row of grapevines up above on an elevated portion of the ground. So we've learned previously that you need 2 rows in order to make a vineyard on grapevines that are growing on the ground. And here he has 2 rows next to each other, but one's on an elevated area and one's lower. So im gevayim in aretz asar tefachim, if the raised area is 10 tefachim higher than the lower area, einim etzteref asima. The two rows will not combine. They're considered separate by this distance of 10 tefachim height between them. They won't combine, and there'll be individual rows that don't get vineyard status, which only requires 6 tefachim distancing to plant other species. Vimlav, but if it's less than 10 tefachim difference, then harizim and star vasima, they will combine, and the 2 rows will now be the 2 rows that make up a vineyard, which will require 4 ames distance of space before planting any other species. Mishnah Gimel. So a similar case where someone's growing a grapevine's up on a wall and with a horizontal overhang, but the horizontal trellis overhang is not completely filled with the grapevines. Part of it is filled with the vine, and part of it the vine has yet to spread to, and it's still empty. Hamadla es agefen al mixus apifiaris. If somebody trains a grapevine to grow on a part of the lattice work of this this trellis that it's growing on. So part of it has vine covering it, and then part of it the vine has not yet spread to. The Mishnah says, La yavi zera el tachas hamaser. Not only are you not allowed to plant other species underneath the part that has grapevine up above, you're not even allowed to plant underneath the part that still the grapevines have not yet grown to it. Because this, the entire trellis is considered secondary to the grapevine that's going to grow on, and therefore, he's not allowed to plant underneath the entire trellis, even the area that does not have vine growing on it yet. Vimhevi, but if he does bring other species and he did plant underneath the area that does not yet have grapevine up above it, then like Kiddush, it won't become Usher yet. This is only Usher Midrabanan, and it's not a Kelaim Midaraisa. And this will not become usher, it won't become kiddush kalim that he's not allowed to benefit from. But if the grapevine now goes and extends and now is covering the area that below it you planted other species, then the new part that now is kalim is going to become usher. This mixture, what's up above, the grapevines up above and the down below, other species will become usher behana, forbidden to benefit from. V'chein amadla, similarly, someone who trains his grapevines to grow on mixtus ilan srak, on a portion of ilan srak, a barren tree. This is a non-fruit-bearing tree that doesn't carry so much personal significance because it doesn't bear fruit, and therefore it's also considered secondary to the grapevine that's growing on it, similar to the trellis that we discussed previously. And therefore, even the portion that the grapevine has not yet covered, you're still not allowed to plant other species underneath it, because the entire barren tree is secondary now to the grapevine that's growing on it, and you can't plant other species anywhere underneath it.